This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
I know. You get sick and tired of the economic doom and gloom we are sometimes obliged to deliver. We know, because you tell us. Texts and tweets, we get them. It's no fun for us either, you know. So it is my great pleasure to be able to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that for the first time in 21 weeks, less than a million people lost their jobs last week. Now, that is fundamentally a ridiculous thing to be celebrating, but it's a big deal that that number is slowly going down. And the number of people on any kind of government unemployment benefit has fallen below 30 million. Again, a huge number, but in the coronavirus context, better. The question is, better than what? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
If my inbox could talk, and yeah, there is an app for that, my emails this morning would have been shouting, welcome news and job market improvement. Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics had a few of those words.
Well, it's progress.
But
that's a long way from anything anyone would consider to be a good economy.
New jobless claims are still 50% higher than the worst week of the Great Recession.
This is off the charts kind of bad. I mean, we're digging out, but we've got a long way before we get out. We don't know how long many of these unemployed folks will remain unemployed and not get back to work.
Keep in mind, people usually stay on unemployment until their old job calls them back or they get a new job. Dave Gilbertson tracks this at workforce management firm Kronos, which, note, is a marketplace underwriter.
We're still seeing this phase of furloughed employees being called back into work. We're not seeing an indicator yet that net new employees are being hired.
Americans' unemployment checks have shrunk by $600 a week since federal pandemic benefits expired in late July. Jessica Oyanagi is a freelance photographer in Hawaii. She's been on unemployment since March.
We kind of burn through our savings because we don't have a lot.
She says that extra $600
is kind of what has made the big difference, right? For our family, just being able to like keep up with rent and essentials and bills and things like that.
Now the family will be scrambling to make ends meet with her $263 a week in unemployment, plus her husband's pay as an essential worker. A recent study published by the National Bureau of Economic Research estimates that losing the $600 payments will cut local consumer spending by 44%. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.